What about names for extremely tall office buildings or
skyscraper?
Yeah. Do you have any buildings in Jackson you would consider to be skyscrapers?
Maybe one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, going to a big city, you know.
Yeah. A friend of mine at school has an interesting term for that. He's from, well, he went to school in Knoxville, Tennessee, and he said that Knoxville doesn't have a skyline, it has a squat line. Pretty descriptive. Yeah. What about, have you ever seen anything like apartment buildings or houses, apartments that were separate units that were, there were no spaces between them. You had one right here and one right here and one right here, just a
townhouse,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Now, sure. Does that mean, does a townhouse, is that accurate the way I was describing it?
That's all I think of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does row house mean anything to you?
Say again? Row house?
Row house.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. What about tenement?
I think of tenement, I think of old buildings, that are old apartment buildings, or either houses that all look alike, just, you know, in one long row.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a setup like this? You got a two-story house, and an apartment occupies an entire story, say the upper level of a two-story house, or the lower level, something like that. Would that kind of apartment be called anything in particular?
No, not to me.
Does flat mean anything to you?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all. Okay. In an apartment building, what about the man who...
Wait, did you say flat?
Flat, yeah.
Well, from around here, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard that before.
Meaning an apartment of some kind?
I think of a rich, you know, thing that comes to my mind is, you know, come to my flat, you know, my...
Mm-hmm. Does it have any associations with England to you?
Not really,
not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, say, in an apartment complex, maybe one of the residents collects the rent, shows apartments to prospective renters.
Mm-hmm.
What would he be called?
Landlord.
Okay. Anything else?
Apartment manager.
Okay. Ever heard him called the resident manager?
Sure, I think so.
Okay. Say that for me?
Resident manager.
Okay. And what about the man who would be responsible for minor repairs in the apartments?
Repairman. Maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about for cleaning up?
Maid.
Right. The man?
Oh, I guess you housekeeping.
Mm-hmm. Janitor?
Janitor, sure. Custodian.
Okay. All right. Could you tell me about a few different types of, different kinds of equipment you might use to take care of the yard and the garden?
Lawnmower, edger, trimmer, hedge clipper. That's about all I can think of.
Okay. What about different kinds of lawnmowers, depending on how they're powered?
Push mower, rotary, riding. Whichever.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call a power mower?
Not really, because what you talking about? Yeah. Self-propelled type?
Well, gasoline or electric.
Oh.
You still push it along though.
Right.
Would that be a power mower?
I guess so, but just about every mower is powered, you know, so
yeah.
I don't know, there's not very many push.
Yeah. Did you say push mower? I'm not sure you did or not.
I don't remember.
If you did you mean one that was manually operated, you know, no gas, no electricity, or do you mean one that was...
I mean one you had to push, I think.
Yeah, but could be powered by
mm-hmm.
some sort of motor.
Right.
I didn't mean to do that. Okay. What about